Stock up, stock down. Let's talk about the Big 12 teams trending in the right direction, those teams trending in the wrong direction, and then I'll give you a couple of teams that I'm holding. We call it buy, sell, hold, right here on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for joining us. If you're new, if you're a Big 12 or college basketball fan, now is the time to get in. Subscribe to the channel. We appreciate you being here, as always. So the first team I'm buying this week is Iowa State. After a two-game losing streak a few weeks ago, Iowa State has quietly put together five straight wins. Now, it's five games they should have won. It's UCF, it's Colorado, it's K-State, it's Baylor. UCF, Oklahoma State, Colorado, K-State, Baylor. Those are the five straight games. On Saturday in the Baylor game, you might look at the box score and be like, oh, 72-69. It was not a close game. Baylor had a nice little run over the final 2 minutes. That was it. Iowa State is quietly getting back into championship mode, and they're not getting enough credit for it. And I'll explain more as to the why behind that coming up here in a couple of minutes. But they're a team that's just sitting there right now, 8-2 in the league, game back of Houston, two games back of Arizona. They have huge opportunities coming up against Kansas and Houston and Texas Tech and Arizona. They're playing all those teams. I hate the cliche because it actually doesn't make sense, but it's the first thing that came to mind. They control their own destiny. You can't control destiny. That's why I hate the cliche, but it came to my mind. It was on the tip of my tongue, so I'm just saying it, but you get the point. They are playing all the teams they have to beat to win the Big 12 regular season title. They're all sitting there right in front of them, okay? And they're starting to get back to the team that they were a few weeks ago. And you know what? They're doing it in very impressive fashion. So I'm looking at this team right now, and I see guys like Joshua Jefferson doing their thing, right? You see Milan doing his thing. You got Lipsy, who, I mean, he's going to go down as one of the all-timers when it comes to Iowa State basketball, and he should. But it even feels like at times to me, he's not getting enough credit. Where's the bench play right now? Well, you got a guy like Nate Heiss out there who's finally starting to come into his own. He has played really well these last three games for Iowa State. He's put up 27 points over these last three games. He's been efficient, had some big three-pointers. He's helped out passing the ball, rebounding the ball. He's done a little bit of everything, and he's done it well coming off the bench. So the UNI transfer is now in a place where he's feeling like a guy who can be that sixth man who makes a big difference in some critical games down the stretch. So I really like where this Iowa State team is at right now. I am buying them at this point in time. Who am I selling? I got to sell West Virginia. Sorry. I have to do it, okay? The Mountaineers have lost two of their last three. They fell to Texas Tech on Sunday. And one of the reasons I'm selling them is because, first off, the Baylor loss was tough last week. They had to come back, storm back, to beat Cincinnati middle of the week. And then Texas Tech was their second-to-last game against a ranked team on the schedule. They needed to find an upset. And home versus Texas Tech on a sleepy Super Bowl Sunday felt like as good a time as any for West Virginia to try to pull off that upset, and they could not do it. Joe Lenardi has them in their next four out is where Lenardi's got the Mountaineers right now. So they need to get some big wins. I don't think it's enough to beat up on Utah and maybe beat Oklahoma State and TCU. These teams they're competing with, by the way, on the bubble. They needed to find a really good upset somewhere along the way. And they just don't have it outside of their early Big 12 season win against Kansas at home. That's it. And I don't think that's enough right now, looking at their schedule and looking at where things are when it comes to bracketology. So Sunday would have been a big moment. But I look at these last three, really their last four games have been, five games have been wholly unimpressive. Blown out by Arizona by 30, eke by against a bad K-State team, lose to Baylor, have to storm back to beat Cincinnati, and then lose to Texas Tech. Now, they're still there, but, you know, they got a week off here. Then they go to UCF. UCF is reeling right now. Then it's Utah, TCU, Oklahoma State. Those two teams are on the bubble as well. BYU, I don't know if BYU is going to be ranked when they play at the end of this month. And then K-State and UCF to wrap up the season. I guess you could say they've got two more games against UCF, who right now is in the tournament. So those are opportunities for them. But they've missed some as well. So from that perspective for West Virginia, I've got to sell them because I just feel like they're on a couple of week stretch here that has been unimpressive, even though they're still hanging around that bubble with opportunities. So that's been admittedly tough to watch for this Mountaineers team, which I know the fan base is getting juiced, getting excited, but right now I'm just sitting there like, oh man, missed opportunity after missed opportunity for the Mountaineers. Who am I holding? I've got to hold Oklahoma State. They're in the first four out right now, but man, you have a week where you beat BYU at home. You get this massive ranked win in front of the home crowd midweek. And then you go to Arizona and you get smoked by nearly 40 points. Come on, guys. 40 points. I mean, what'd you think? You got to a Final Four with that win in Stillwater against BYU? Man, it's like they didn't get off the bus. You got to be kidding me. You get a massive win, biggest win of Coach Lutz's tenure in Oklahoma State, and then you go out and lay an egg like that. Oh my goodness. That is difficult to swallow, and it would have been very hard for the Cowboys to allow some of the shine to be taken off of that win over BYU. But they managed to do it. They did. They managed to do it. And man, that is just what makes that game so frustrating for the Cowboys. You know, not that I thought they were going to win. Not that I thought it might even be all that close. But hey, got some confidence. Beat BYU. Going on the road. Arizona's got to turn around and play Kansas on Big Monday. Maybe they're, you know, caught sleeping just a hair. Just maybe. What if? And, oh my goodness, it just wasn't even close. Cowboys shot 24.6% in the game. And Arizona's start is also the best in Big 12 history, passing Kansas's 22-0 opening run in 1996-1997. So that I got to hold the Cowboys. They are sitting there right now in the first four out, as I noted, so good for them. I would love to see them make the tournament. That would be a big step in the right direction for Steve Lutz. But right now, all you can do is say, boys, you got to win some games here as well. It's not going to be enough for the Cowboys to simply rest their laurels on that BYU win, especially with how BYU is playing right now. Let's be honest. It is a tough look for the BYU Cougars. They are going to play a couple of games this week, Arizona State and TCU. TCU is also on that outside looking in on the bubble, so the Pokes have to win these two, and then they've got Kansas next Wednesday at home. Another opportunity for a ranked win, their second to last opportunity for a ranked win outside of the final game of the regular season when they are home to take on the Houston Cougars. So still some opportunity there for Oklahoma State. I am right now holding the Cowboys. Who am I buying next on my buy, sell, hold? I'm buying Houston. I mean, listen, I bought Arizona the last few weeks. I'm buying Arizona at like the top of the top here. Let's see what happens on Big Monday. I'm high on Arizona, you know that. But when it comes to buy, sell, hold, and I'm treating these teams as stocks, Houston is quietly performing really well and not getting enough attention. I talked earlier as to the why behind that, and part of the why is that all the conversation is on Arizona and their record start to the season, and Kansas coming in hot, winning seven straight, Darren Peterson's not cramping anymore, and this team looks like the team we thought it could be before the season. So they're the two teams getting all the attention. And then Houston and Iowa State are kind of like just churning along. Right? If we want to make stock analogies, they're just Apple doing their thing. That's what they are right now. They're not going to get the sex appeal of NVIDIA. All right? They're not going to be that new, I was going to say crypto, but crypto's in the toilet right now for those of you paying attention. They're not going to be, you know, the big super hot tech stock that's coming to nowhere, but they're just quietly putting it together and proving they can win this league. And Houston, after a blip on the road against Texas Tech, has now won against TCU, Cincinnati, UCF, and at BYU. Tough environment to win in Provo on Saturday. They got it done. All right. So they're in a very good spot. BYU has lost four in a row, obviously. They are really, really hurting. I mean, they are, oh gosh, they're in a bad place right now in Provo. I'll get to that here in a second. But for Houston, you're starting to see the freshmen come around as well. You're seeing this lineup really build and grow and develop. And it's classic Kelvin Sampson, man. It really is. All the questions. How do you replace the LJ Criers, the Juwan Roberts? Well, Kelvin Sampson has a plan. You have the key holdovers. Uzan, Emmanuel Sharp, JoJo Tugler. They're, you know, those consistent pillars there. That has allowed some of the young guys, Kingston Flemings. That has allowed Chris Senek. That has allowed some of these younger players to just develop over the last several weeks, get comfortable in Big 12 play, and also throw in a guy like Isaiah Harwell. He's been delivering some good minutes off the bench as well, especially on the defensive side. It's all putting these pieces together for Kelvin Sampson, and it's working really well and really effectively. And you're seeing it every single night in real time. And now this team is well-positioned. They have two more layup games. They play at Utah midweek and then home to K-State next week. That's followed up with Big Monday at Iowa State, Arizona the following Saturday, and then they turn around to play at Kansas on Big Monday. So it's back-to-back top 10-ish games, most likely, on Big Monday for Houston. Both of those Big Monday games are on the road. If they can split them, if you're Houston, that's a massive win. You're right in the Big 12 title hunt. You get Arizona at home, an Arizona team that is also going through a wicked stretch in this Big 12. Arizona's stretch of four ranked games, and then this three-game stretch for Houston of three ranked games is going to be an unbelievable couple of weeks of basketball to figure out how this Big 12 title race is actually going to play out. So if you're a fan, this is tremendous stuff. And Houston's right there in the thick of it. I am buying Houston stock right now.
Are you a Smashburger king? Creating those crispy edges and the intense beefy flavor that puts fast food to shame? Thanks to Omaha Steaks, I never have to worry about whether I have high quality proteins on hand. And they have so many options, handcrafted steaks, convenient comfort meals, and it's always excellent. Celebrate President's Day with the exceptional handcrafted flavor and convenience of Omaha Steaks. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their President's Day sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code YUM at checkout. Go to https://omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their President's Day sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Who am I selling? Well, you got to sell BYU. You have to. They're now 5-5 in Big 12 play. They are out of the Big 12 regular season title race. They are. They've lost 5 of 6 and 4 in a row. And, okay, you're looking at this team and saying, well, the schedule was tough. Yeah, okay, sure. I understand losses to Arizona. I understand the loss at Kansas. I can understand falling to Houston. But the other side of it is Houston's at home. You got great home court. Oklahoma State's a tough loss. You give up 99 points. Where's the defense? 99 points. And if you're looking at this stretch for BYU and trying to figure this thing out, it's not simply about the offense. In fact, it's more so about their struggles on defense. I mean, look at these losses. Houston, you give up 77 points. And, you know, you might just look at that box score and be like, well, that's not that bad. No, I mean, listen, Houston had some other opportunities as well in that game, second chance opportunities, offensive rebounds that led to some easy buckets that should be something that BYU gets criticized for. And BYU has had slow starts in these games. They've tried to make massive second-half comebacks like the game at Kansas, but you just can't keep doing that. You cannot continue to put yourself in these holes, and that's what BYU is doing far too often. So BYU, the timing feels off right now, and the defense is almost non-existent at this point, and that's part of the reason they're having the issues that they're having here. I mean, look at these losses, 84 to Texas Tech, 86 to Arizona, 90 to Kansas, 99 to Oklahoma State. You're talking about giving up on average almost 90 points a game here throughout parts of this losing streak. That's just unacceptable. I don't care if you have a top three NBA draft pick. You got to play defense, especially in this league. And BYU is just incapable of doing it right now. And it's the reason they're struggling the way that they are. So hopefully for their sake, they'll get back on track at Baylor and against Colorado this week. But you know what? I'm not going to guarantee anything. Baylor's dying to get a quality win on its schedule. They're still like lingering somewhere on that bubble. So while I'm not a big fan of this Baylor team and them being any good, if you're BYU, you cannot take anybody for granted right now. You just can't do it. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you're on the podcast, you're new there, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. Who am I holding in the buy, sell, hold report? Next up on the hold. Okay, some of you might consider this some kind of a cop-out, although I don't really think it is. I don't think it should be. You tell me. I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to hold Arizona. I bought them the last 2 weeks, but how much can I keep buying this team, especially as they get set for the stretch that they are about to endure? Okay, they've broken Big 12 records, 23-0, best start to the season. They've proven all that. Now it's Big Monday at KU. Then it's home to Texas Tech. Then they turn around and they play BYU next week. And then it's at Houston. And then you have kind of a soft game against Baylor on February 24th, followed up by KU at home and Iowa State at home. Look at this. These six out of the next seven games for Arizona are just unbelievable. There is not a harder seven-game stretch in all of college basketball than what Arizona is about to endure. Do I think that they are still going to win the Big 12? Yeah, they're my favorite. I think they're the best team in this conference. Do I think they'll go 7-0? I don't. So I've just got to hold them right now because as tremendous as they've been, there's only one direction Arizona can go right now at 23-0 with this schedule coming up. And that's down. That's it. There's really nothing else you can add to when it comes to this team, how it looks, and what it has on the schedule over the next couple of weeks. That's it. That's all I got for you right now. So I gotta hold Arizona. I see that they're already lining up as of this conversation on Sunday in Lawrence for that incredible atmosphere at Allen Fieldhouse on Monday night. It is going to be absolutely electric with KU winning seven straight, back in the Big 12 title hunts. Obviously a huge game for them. If they want to stay in that race, it's all about Monday night. And we know how that crowd turns out in that arena. It is going to be lights out. And you heard Tommy Lloyd say after the game on Saturday that he thought Jayhawks fans were going to be out looking for some blood. So this is shaping up to be an all-timer on Big Monday, and I can't wait. So there it is. There's my buy, sell, hold for this week in the Big 12. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. So can we talk about the Big 12 putting down a $50,000 fine against Oklahoma State. Let's do it on Heartland College Sports. I'm your host, Pete Mundo. Please make sure you are subscribed right here to the channel. We appreciate you doing that. As always, we cover the Big 12 Conference. So it was a $50,000 fine that the Big 12 hits Oklahoma State with, and this was announced on Sunday. And this ties back to some chants that came down during their game in Stillwater earlier in the week. Now, no one has said what was chanted. The Big 12 has not confirmed it, and Oklahoma State has not confirmed it. But it was either bleep the Mormons or refs a Mormon after a call that the Oklahoma State fan base did not like, up by 10 points in the final 10 minutes of that game last week. It doesn't matter. Leave the religion out of it. This is not difficult. I keep seeing this like idea of, well, you know, it wasn't F the Mormons, it was refs a Mormon. As if somehow incorporating the Mormon faith into your heckling is somehow debatable, or there's like a silver lining, or there's a nuance to any of this. Just heckle without bringing in the religion. This is not difficult. I don't know why this keeps happening. I mean, sadly, I can say I do, but I know Oklahoma State fans. They're amazing. I worked in Oklahoma. I have great Oklahoma State fans who are great friends of mine. And it's not them. It's not the bulk of the fan base. It was, you know, knucklehead kids. And some of the stuff on social media I'm seeing, you know, this debate on, was it bleep the Mormons or refs a Mormon? Stop. Just stop. Okay? And Oklahoma State put out a statement that simply read as follows. The university conducted an immediate investigation into the allegation that a group of students used an inappropriate chant during last Wednesday's basketball game between OSU and BYU. It was determined that a derogatory chant followed a disputed call and referenced the Mormon faith in relation to game officials. The reference to religion did not meet our standards and expectations. Oklahoma State respects the Big 12's decision and will not appeal the fine. They can't. Nor should they. Oklahoma State, as an institution, did the right thing here. There's no, yeah, but it was just refs the more. No, we're not. Stop with that game. Okay? As a conference, all 16 fans, or 16 fan bases, I should say, in this league, we're all better than this. So this has happened, unfortunately, at other Big 12 schools. It happened at Colorado at the football game last fall. We need to collectively agree to knock it off. It's not funny. It's not clever. It's not creative. It is cringe. It is religious bigotry. And we're all better than this. Okay? We're all better than this. Every single one of us. So let's just be better. Heckle, chant, have fun. It's college sports, okay? I'm not a prude. I love that. I love this league. I love all 16 fan bases here. But we gotta stop making headlines like this. We gotta stop. And you know what we can all do? If chants like this come up when BYU's on the road, the rest of the fans have to just boo them. I mean, boo their own fans. Just drown them out with boos. That's the only answer I can come to here. But the Big 12 hitting Oklahoma State with this $50,000 fine, adding in a statement they will not tolerate any behavior that targets or demeans others, was the right decision. It was a similar fine for Colorado in the fall, $50,000 for what happened at the football game. And that's the appropriate thing to do right now. So that's where it stands. And sad, you know, the conversation had to be had, but it's where we're at right now. And it really overshadowed an amazing night in Stillwater. Like, that is a program-defining win for Steve Lutz. And you don't like a call. You're up by 10 points in the final couple of minutes. You're on pace to win this game. What are we doing here? What are we doing? I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. If you're a Big 12 fan, please make sure you are subscribed, or just college football, college basketball, right here to the channel. We cover the Big 12 at heartlandcollegesports.com. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us as a part of the show. Some final thoughts from me. I'll wrap it up with this. We're looking at softball and baseball season. It's right around the corner. Every year, I want to do a better job with softball and baseball. We lost Brian Clinton. He was our managing editor and really excellent softball columnist as well, to another position. He's actually now working at a church. He's doing amazing work, and no love lost. He just had this amazing opportunity. So we're going to be filling in the gaps on the softball coverage. Our guy Derek Duke is going to be doing a great job with baseball. If you're a Big 12 baseball or softball fan, throw me ideas, whether it's in the comments here on the video, if you're on the podcast, just drop me an email, PeteMundo@HeartlandCollegeSports.com. If you get our newsletter, which you know you can sign up for free, that is in the show notes as well. Reply to that email. I mean, I'm as accessible as anybody in this space. Our forums as well. I'm going to pop this up on the forums. They're free at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. And just let me know what kind of baseball and softball coverage you want. How much more do you want it? I know it's not going to be the size of football or basketball, but I do think that there is a great diehard niche audience for Big 12 baseball and softball, and we want to lean in. And if you think there are other sports as well that we maybe don't give enough love to that is worthy of it, I want to hear about it. So it's a time of year when I'm always spinning my wheels. I'm kind of itching a little bit because it's early February in Kansas City and it's like 60 degrees. So I'm just like, all right, what's next? What else can we do? How can we be better? And what events can we do? Big 12 tournament's coming up. If you guys are coming up to Kansas City or coming down to Kansas City, let me know. I'll be here. Matthew Postens will be here as well. We've got a great crew right here in KC. So let me know. We'll put some ideas together. And we'd love to get a beer, whatever it might be, while you're in town. I'm Pete Mundo. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being here, and go Big 12.